please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please, just give it just one more chance now. Oh please, oh please, oh please.
This is inmate Reginald Haynes. How long have you been here?
Quite a few years now. Quite a few years. Too long. Whatever is too long.
What are you serving time for?
Now I'm serving time for armed robbery.
It looks like you're going to be in the record business. Do you think it's a pretty good idea?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, not for myself, of course, and I got the guys that I'm singing with, and because of our plans in the future, you know, for the group and the things that we want to do in this institution, and our hopes of the concept spreading to the other institutions. You know, I think it's a beautiful thing.
To be on my P's and Q's, and I don't wanna miss nothing nice that I can do for you. I know you love me.
I know you love me
the way I am. Half as much as you've given me, and I don't.
Since I've been working with the guys, I found that it's given them something to cling to. They know that the outside hasn't forgotten them, and now that we have showed them that there are people out there that are really pulling for them, they have told me that they've talked to the other inmates and told them that the outside has not just closed the door to them.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising,
she'll be rising.
And I know she'll probably find the note I left hanging on her door. Then she'll laugh when she wears the heart to say, yeah, I'm leaving, oh, cause I've left that girl time before.
And by the time
stop off at lunch to give me a call. But all she will hear is the telephone keep on ringing, ringing, ringing and ringing off the wall. Mama, mama, that's all. Look at here.
By the
a ballad behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock, an unusual musical happening in a most unusual place, the state prison at Rahway, New Jersey. On most days, the sounds here are somber, but this afternoon, inside Wing 5, the Escorts were in concert.
In the morning with my head down in my eyes, and she says, I, my woman, then I stumble across to the breakfast table while the kids are off to school. Goodbye. Then she reaches out and takes my hand and asks me.
The people on the outside, whoever is listening to this conversation, these guys, the Escorts, feel and have told me, each and every one of them, that they are sorry for what they've done. That's why I wrote the title song to this album, All We Need Is Another Chance. And I'm just asking you, please give it to them.
The Escorts are a singing group of young inmates, all long-term offenders, in for murder, robbery, and other serious crimes. Today, though, their vocal talents were being put to use as they made a record album being produced by a Motown veteran, George Kerr of East Orange, who told me how the project began.
Oh, well, about 2 years ago, I came into the prison with my wife, and we heard this group, it was an amateur show, and just knocked me off my feet. And then I just tried through the prison officials for a couple of years, and they granted me permission to come in.
Let
over your shoulder, you finally wait.
Hey, baby,
wait.
Take a look over your shoulder.
Over
say, you,
your shoulder,
come over here.
I'll be
and sit down and let me rant to you.
Wait.
I used to say I was sincere. Just look
over
your shoulder, girl. You're gonna find me all the way. I know you found someone.
Show me that you love me,
honey.
Just show me that you love me.
And girl, I have the right.
Choose armed robbery. I'm fortunate that I have a talent, and hey, you gave me a chance to, you know, try to get over with it, and I want this to be what I want to do now, you know. I'm still the same person. I'm still a poor man, you know. I come from the grassroots, and I'm not going to never forget where I come from, but like, I think now that I have a new direction to move in, that I'm going to stay with this. This is this same.